The mayors of Normal and Bloomington stopped by Sound Ideas following their regular and special council meetings. Mayor Chris Coos, thanks for your time.
Good afternoon.
New city manager Pam Reese wore several hats in her old position of deputy city manager. That included human resources director. You are laying off some people in administration as part of budget cuts. Reese's old job is vacant. How is the reshuffle shaping up?
Well, the first thing that's happened in the reshuffle is Terry Legner, our IT director, who's had previous administration experience in other communities, is stepping in as interim deputy city manager until such time as Pam decides on a permanent hire.
Is that a deputy city manager or is that an assistant city
manager?
Well,
probably an assistant city manager.
So what happens to human resources, that function?
Part of Pam's role as being the human relations director was to groom a current staff member to take over that position, and she is doing that.
So that person is going to get it on a permanent basis or,
yes.
or
yes.
a test drive?
Permanent basis.
Okay. Should the town then continue with a deputy or revert to assistant with a more more limited portfolio?
You know, that's really Pam's decision to make. We have talked about it. I'm concerned about her work-life balance, and I've communicated that to her. But she'll be the one to ultimately make that decision.
How many ways are there to slice that loaf of bread? What's common in municipalities in the upper tier of administration? How do they divvy things up?
There's no set rule for it. Pam's job was working with HR. She worked with fire. She did the union negotiations. So she and Mark kind of split up the departments and in terms of overview. So she's had a lot of experience overseeing departments already.
Okay. Well, that weight of duties allowed her to make the case and to prove herself and to train herself up to be city manager. And with your expression of a concern over life-work balance, is that I guess that's not sustainable in the long run.
We'll see. You know, she's very aware of it, too. It's not like she's ignoring the issue at all. One of the vacancies that'll come up won't happen until December. So she won't be downstaffed that much.
Is that the assistant city
yes.
manager? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the time frame to fill that on a permanent basis.
Right.
Is that a highly sought after stepping stone for a lot of municipalities? Is that going to create a good talent pool?
It generally is, although, you know, talking to people in the city manager business, younger people are not going into government service that much. So there's kind of a talent drain out there right now because people aren't going into municipal government.
What will the town have to do to make that an attractive position to attract a piece of talent that is worthy of the job and worthy of the town?
You know, I think the culture of the community, the culture of the town staff and the council gives us a leg up on a lot of municipalities. It's a place people want to work because they recognize it as a quality environment.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Our guest today is Mayor Chris Coos of the town of Normal. Let's update the status of the Trail East project on the Circle in Uptown. When the council approved the multi-story mixed-use project earlier this year, it seemed possible construction could begin yet this year. Where stands it now?
I think construction will begin this year. It's really in preliminary design phase, and what the ownership group is finding is that there's a little more demand for office space than they originally anticipated. So they're working through that and talking to prospective tenants. And those tenants will have a lot to do on how that building gets designed.
There was some concern about the insistence of the potential developer on apartments. Is that serving to allay that if it's going to be more office space then?
Well, the last I talked to anybody about this, Charlie, there were going to be two floors of apartments there, and if another office tenant comes in, there may only be one floor.
Any public word yet on the potential technology company tenant?
I just know discussions are underway, and I've been told that that tenant sometimes can move glacially in terms of their decision making. They're very methodical and take their time.
Hooked into the design approval is also the finished development agreement, correct?
I'm not sure what you're referring
to. When the council takes up design approval, they'll also take up the final development agreement.
Yes.
In addition to the preliminary one that's already been put out there.
There'll be plenty of council input.
When do you think that is going to come?
I would think that we would see that maybe July at the earliest.
Insurance costs came in $315,000 under budget for the coming year. That is a 13% drop instead of a budget 8% increase. Why is that?
I think the experience, you know, in terms of number of claims that the city has had over the past couple of years, combined with our wellness programs and that, has helped to keep the costs under control. And it was a surprise, and a very happy surprise.
What's the historical trend?
Flat or slight increases.
When did the town start to do wellness programs, and are wellness programs providing empirical data of a benefit to the town?
Absolutely. We started the programs, the current program, probably 3 years ago, and employees are required to do a health checkup every year to get biometrics on their health, and that gives us information to be proactive with the employee for the employee to be proactive about their health.
And it's resulted in better claims experience?
It's resulted in better outcomes.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Chris Kuss is the mayor of Normal. You announced last night you will take a leave of absence for most of this month for a treatment for prostate cancer. First of all, our best wishes for your recovery.
Thank you.
What is your prognosis?
It's looking pretty good. You know, it was caught early enough. We discussed a number of different treatments, and the treatment I'm going forward with is probably the best choice.
Are you a commercial for annual checkups or every 6 months checkups?
I am now, yes. You know, and it was we were having a discussion earlier about PSA and the current discussion about PSA tests showing false positives, but it was the trend of increase in my PSA that gave my doctor the warning that something might be afoul.
How will your absence affect policy discussion in the town?
I don't think it will affect it one bit. You know, the council is strong. I don't think there's a person on that council that couldn't step into that role. The people that are going to do it for the balance of this week, Kevin McCarthy, and then after that, Jeff Fritzen, are both seasoned and experienced policymakers, and they'll do fine.
What's the formal mechanism for a leave of absence?
Well, you know, I'm not sure. I may just have made it up, but I thought I was going to be gone for a period of time, and people deserved an explanation. The mayor pro tem, who's usually the senior council member, normally steps in a situation like that.
Is there a standard way municipalities construct these chains of command?
They don't, no. I mean, some municipalities will elect a mayor pro tem, but it's always been the policy of the town of Normal, and we could change that, but it's always been the policy of town of Normal that the senior member becomes mayor pro tem.
Is there any guide from municipal code, or can it just be town procedure and policy?
Well, I mean, we take formal action. I would say it's a policy, but once once there's a change and there's a need for a new mayor pro tem, it's a council action to elect that person.
What happens to the salary from your princely compensation package during your leave? And I say princely in all irony.
you know, I've never asked that question.
Do you anticipate other issues coming before the council in that time?
In the next month?
Yeah.
No, not really. I think there is one or two issues that are upcoming, and we predetermined that they require a full council, not necessarily the mayor present, but a full council to make those decisions.
What are those issues?
Stay tuned.
Okay. Mayor Chris Koos of the Town of Normal, thanks so much. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
Thank you.
And I'm Mike McCurdy. The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us on Sound Ideas following regular and special council meetings. This is Sound Ideas on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.